Welcome to tonight's InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Rob Dew, and today is Thursday, July 23rd, 2015, and here's a look at what's coming up.
Tonight.
There is a criminal element. It screams to them, come to our town, USA. We'll protect you from our terrible policemen. We'll protect you from these tough American laws.
As a mother pleads for border security, a smuggling operation is caught on camera.
As you can see, we're sitting on the side of the border right here, the Rio Grande Valley, or the Rio Grande River, I should say, in Laredo, Texas. There are people coming over in rafts across the border over to the U.S. side. This is actually happening right now. We just saw this. We just caught these guys coming across the border. They're jumping in. They just jumped in the rafts. They're coming up one, two, three, four. They have big satchels.
And then the dummies that are dumb enough to use it are street pushers. 20 levels down, they get thrown in private prisons, openly owned by the drug cartels themselves.
To celebrate the birth of our country and give a big thanks to all the info warriors out there, we are now offering free shipping on every item shipped out of the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse. That's free shipping on all t-shirts, books, and DVDs. Free shipping on Molon Labe and 1776 belt buckles, which are also 25% off while supplies last. Free shipping on all of our InfoWarsLife.com nutraceuticals. If it's in the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse, it's shipping for free, all during the month of July. It's our way of saying thanks to the true heart and soul of this operation, who stand beside us and support us as we wage an info war for liberty and freedom for all. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping for the month of July.
Last night while I was putting my children to bed, I received three frantic texts from Joe Biggs. One of them even had a 911 in it. Call immediately. And I called him to find out what was going on because I knew he was going to Laredo to cover the Trump visit. And he started to go into this story of how they were down by the river. They saw men actually crossing the river and then loading drugs into a car. If you haven't seen the footage yet, it's on our YouTube channel, the Alex Jones channel, and in an article from Paul Joseph Watson, the title of which is Caught on Camera, Illegals Smuggling Drugs into Laredo Before Trump Visit. And let me just tell you, what this video depicts is just a microcosm of the problem, what is going on in our country. Our border is wide open. Illegals, both nice and bad, are coming into our country. And a lot of bad ones are, and I'm going to get to the stats in a bit. But first, I want to roll the footage of what our reporters, Josh Owens and Joe Biggs, shot last night in Laredo, Texas.
As you can see, we're sitting on the side of the border right here, the Rio Grande Valley, or the Rio Grande River, I should say, in Laredo, Texas. There are people coming over in rafts across the border over to the U.S. side. This is actually happening right now. We just saw this. Cameraman Joshua Owen saw it over my shoulder as we were just reporting on Donald Trump coming in to talk about the unsecured border. This is breaking news. Right here, InfoWars catches it.
All right, I'm getting it. Don't put your hand up.
We just caught these guys coming across the border. They're jumping in. They just jumped in the rafts. They're coming up one, two, three, four, they have big satchels. And they're driving away in this. That was a red Ford Explorer, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you think that's the only time that drugs come across our border, you're sadly mistaken. And I'm going to get to the statistics about that and the amount of criminals that come across the border in addition to the drugs. But Donald Trump was receiving a lot of flack for what he said about illegal immigration and why he wants to build a wall at the border. But let's look at what he actually said. Here's his quotes. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems. They're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And I assume are good people. And some, I assume, are good people, he said. And he's right. There are some illegal immigrants that come to this country that aren't bad, even though they're doing it the wrong way and not coming in through the proper channels. But a lot of them are bad. Now, let's take a look at the drugs that come into this country through Mexico. Mexican drug cartels make up to $29 billion annually from U.S. drug sales, with 90% of the cocaine that enters America transiting through Mexico. The majority of marijuana, methamphetamine that are sold in the U.S. also come from Mexico. $29 billion. Now, let's just look at pot. They're starting to legalize it in some states. Colorado, for instance, last year, in their fiscal year, they made $53 billion in tax revenue from marijuana alone. That's just in marijuana sales. Now, multiply that times 50, and you're going to get a number of $2.6 billion in potential tax revenue to the United States. And if you add also the tax money that's going to house nonviolent criminals of who are selling marijuana or buying marijuana or caught using marijuana, you're going to have untold billions in revenue in this country that we could spend on a whole host of other things. And then you can make the argument, well, should we legalize all drugs? And that's an argument that you can make at any time, because anytime you have prohibition, it creates a black market and people are still going to buy this stuff. And now I want to look at the crimes that are happening just in the state of Texas with illegal aliens. This is just the last few years. PJ Media has this exclusive. This is an unreleased internal report from the Texas Department of Public Safety. They say illegal aliens committed 611,000 unique crimes, thousands of homicides and sexual assaults, and that of that, nearly 3,000 homicides. And that's the Texas Department of Public Safety's own statistics. Now, take a look at this graph that they also included in there, and it shows the stats across the United States. Tucson and the Rio Grande Valley seem to be the hotbeds for criminal activity. But you could see other states and other areas in states. El Paso's listed there, Laredo, where we saw our footage from earlier today, San Diego, Yuma, all these places. This is what's happening at the borders. This is where the criminals are coming in and they're doing crimes as soon as they get into this country. And they're not being caught. They're not being prosecuted. And if they do get caught, they're not being deported. Now, Leanne McAdoo has more.
InfoWars caught shocking video of drugs being smuggled across the U.S.-Mexico border, validating highly criticized claims by Donald Trump that illegal immigrants are bringing drugs into the U.S. InfoWars reporters Joe Biggs and Josh Owens traveled to Laredo to cover Trump's highly publicized visit. While they were recording footage of the Rio Grande River, they spotted a group of illegals crossing the river on rafts. Moments later, we see one of the men nervously holding open the trunk of a red SUV, while four others frantically toss what is almost certainly drugs into the back of the car. Those men scurry back toward Mexico, while the vehicle speeds off into the U.S. Mexican drug cartels make up to $29 billion annually from U.S. drug sales, and this footage shows just how easily that transaction happens due to the porous nature of the border. Now, while this footage may be shocking to some, it's not at all surprising. In Texas alone, foreign aliens committed more than 600,000 unique crimes from 2008 to 2014. But the president has plans for even more amnesty by expanding the number of illegal immigrants allowed to stay in the country, shielding 80% of the nation's illegals from deportation, and he has even threatened to veto a bill that would strip sanctuary cities of federal funding. The bill aims to deny cities that refuse to enforce federal immigration laws certain Justice Department grants. The bill is a response to the shooting death of 32-year-old Kate Steinle. Convicted felon Francisco Sanchez was an illegal immigrant who had already been deported multiple times, but he was free to murder because sanctuary city San Francisco is under no pressure to enforce federal laws. Listen to the heart-wrenching testimony of Laura Wilkerson, a mother whose son was murdered by an illegal immigrant.
You're officially notified today there's a problem when this happens. You can't deny it any longer. You cannot stand by and ignore our families, our American families, You're elected by Americans, not any other country. You should be for Americans. I will not give up control another one of my children so that a foreign person can have a nicer life. Sanctuary city policies scream to the criminal element of all of illegals in this country. There is a criminal element. It screams to them, come to our town, USA. We'll protect you from our terrible policemen. We'll protect you from these tough American laws.
Can you imagine a parent having to go in front of Congress and just asking them to deport criminals? It's totally disgusting. Let's move on to some terrorism news. This is from Kurt Nemo. MI5 British defense sources say ISIS will bomb football games with drones. That's right. They're going to start turning the tables on us. A counter-terror advisor to the British government has told the tabloid, the Daily Mirror, Islamic State terrorists plan to use drones and attacks on music festivals and football games. I guess in this country we call it soccer. Earlier this year, a U.S.-led coalition in Iraq claimed to have destroyed an ISIS drone near Fallujah, so they do have that technology. They don't have reusable attack drones, but I think it's just a matter of time before they jury-rig surveillance drones into flying IEDs. Basically, they could turn them into little kamikaze drones, said Christopher Harmer, a senior naval analyst. So that's what we have to look forward to. Now ISIS is turning the tables on us and using drones. But what's going on here in this country? In this country, we have the Snoop Society, where people who work for the government, in addition to doing their jobs, whether it's pushing papers or running the infrastructure, now they're becoming little Stasi agents. That's right. Here it is from Mark Slavlow. Seattle's nanny state is deputizing trash men as secret police to snoop through waste bins. In Seattle, where the city is now using trash collectors to snoop in trash cans to catch residents and businesses who are in noncompliance with the new requirements to compost materials that break down. That's right. If you throw an apple core, if you throw pineapple pieces into the garbage can, which normally most people do, not everybody composts, not everybody has a garden, even though that's a good idea. Now Seattle wants to make it mandatory that you put these in compost bins. It gets better. Of course, fines will follow for Seattle residents after an educational period where violators will be issued written warnings for actions as simply as tossing an apple core. That's right. You're going to get an educational period first, and then the beatings will continue until morale approves, which brings us to our next report from John Bound, talking about how President Obama and the minions and millions of minions behind him really loathe America and what it is and what it stands for.
Has anybody from the administration contacted you?
No. Nobody has contacted either my parents nor I.
Not the White House, not the president, not the vice president.
We have not heard a word.
Obama now has a proven track record of ignoring the tragedy associated with American lives due to his policies. When it comes to tragedy associated with division, President Obama is all over it.
If a white male teen was involved in the same kind of scenario, that from top to bottom, both the outcome and the aftermath might have been different.
Arms out to the side.
Are you all? I don't have a weapon.
Hey! Teacher!
You can't do that!
But when five Marines are killed on American soil by a radical jihadist domestic terrorist...
Have you heard from the president?
No.
Does that surprise you?
No.
Or a beautiful, young, upstanding American woman is gunned down in broad daylight in San Francisco.
Can I ask you if in the last 3 weeks, President Obama has expressed his condolences to you or your family? I'm very sorry to hear that. When there have been other very public deaths in this country, like Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin and Freddie Gray, the president has expressed his condolences to the family. I would have expected him to do that here. He did more than express his condolences in those cases. He had a lot to say about those circumstances, I think, because they tied into policies that he cared about, like gun control and alleged police profiling. And when one of his policies with respect to immigration enforcement is at the root of a problem here that we're all discussing today, we don't hear anything from him, and you didn't hear anything from him. And about the kindest thing I can say about that is that's incredibly disheartening. and troubling to me.
The Obama administration doesn't contact families or even lower the flags at the White House until people start complaining. Lapdog media spinster Chuck Todd of NBC's Meet the Press recently declared,
"It turns out there is no evidence to back up Trump's now famous claim that immigrants are rapists and bringing crime in the United States. In fact, we couldn't find a single study that links violent crime and immigration."
Chuck Todd couldn't create a bigger lie even with Brian Williams helping him. Illegal immigrants accounted for nearly 37% of sentences in 2014, even though they only represent 3.5% of the U.S. population. Breitbart reports that even according to the United States' own criminal alien statistics, according to the United States Government Accountability Office, illegal immigrants represented 16.8% of drug trafficking cases, 20% of kidnapping hostage-taking, 74.1% of drug possession, 12.3% of money laundering, and 12% of murder convictions.
Many of the ICE agents that I deal with feel like they have been handcuffed by this administration recently. Do you have that feeling also in the ICE agents that you work with?
Absolutely, I do. The line level officers in both ICE and us have the same desire, and that's to keep the community safe. So they took an oath. They have a mission. They're not being allowed to carry out that mission. That morale issue was discussed and addressed by the administration with a raise, but that is not what's giving the ICE officers at the line level poor morale.
Can you pay a law enforcement officer enough to ignore crime?
No.
We do it. We did it. I did it. Or we do it for other reasons. We do it because we feel like we make our communities safer. We do it because we want to help people around us. We don't do it for another $1,000 a year in pay. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's, as I said earlier, it's a calling. We don't choose law enforcement. It chooses us.
Average American citizens are being lied to and ignored on an intolerable scale never before seen in the history of the United States. Impeach Obama. American lives depend on it. John Bowne for Infowars.com.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. I wanted to bring Weldon Henson in here briefly because we have a great sponsor. Boy, I've sure been enjoying the firearms that I've gotten from them. HDFirearms.com. That's Head Down Firearms. They have super high quality 223s, 308, you name it. It's called 556, technically, in the 223, that are guns that would be $3,000 or $1,500. Guns that would be $1,500 or $900.
Well, the important thing to remember is that if you're not in the market to buy a brand new rifle, you have an AR-15, you have an AR-10 platform 308 rifle. They've got everything you need to upgrade it. Buy a new part, buy a new trigger, buy a new muzzle brake, buy a new handrail. It's all an upgrade for your rifle because these are all superior top-of-the-line quality products made in America.
Tell folks about their low-profile series.
Well, this is an important thing to have. This is untraceable. Anybody can get this kit right here. You don't have to go through a federal firearms license place. You can have it shipped right to your house.
This is what the traders have been trying to shut down.
Absolutely. So you basically have everything you need besides a lower receiver, because that's what's traceable, that's what's serialized, and that's what the federal government's after. But you can get this right here. Get your own lower receiver any way you want. There's different programs. All you got to do is your own research, and you can find out how to get a lower receiver so that you can put it on this. Maybe you already have a lower receiver from an AR from way back that you just don't quite use anymore, it's old, something like that. You can throw it on this. You basically have a brand new rifle, and you saved money by putting it together yourself and buying this kit right here, which is cheaper than the actual rifle.
And they've got the highest quality barrels, the highest quality triggers, We're not just saying that. Go look at the third-party reviews. Tell them about the new rifle they're producing that's getting amazing reviews. And then I just got one, this 308.
Yes, that is very...
Arcadius.
Arcadius. That's very exciting. They just came out with their own line of AR-10 platforms, which is basically an AR-15, but instead of it being a 5.56, it shoots a 308 round, which I know you personally like shooting a 308.
I like them both. And, I mean, just to be clear, they've always, for years, been making this for the big manufacturers, the high end. They're just now not private labeling. They're putting out their own guns.
Yes. Well, the one they sent you, I'm actually jealous of, is a beautiful gun. It's set up and configured for long-range shooting, marksmanship-type things.
Just the scope alone is something to snuggle with.
Yeah, it's a Vortex 4x16 scope, which you can get a head down as well, their distributor. Things for people to remember is that if you want a 308, you don't have to get the 18-inch barrel. You don't have to get the 22-inch barrel. You don't have to get it set up for marksmanship. You can get one with a 16-inch barrel that's set up for more of an assault weapon type, configuration. So anything you want, people just call head down. You can get anything you want made there and any configuration you might want on your rifle. They're able to do that, and they have 100% perfect customer service ratings there.
Bottom line, it's not just firearms, a ton of accessories, very affordable, and it supports the InfoWar. If you're not shopping at HDFirearms.com, you're not helping the InfoWar. I mean, this is a win-win. Thank you all for your support. Check them out today. Thank you, Weldon.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Now, coming up, I've got an amazing two-part interview with author John Potash. It's from a book he wrote called Drugs as Weapons Against Us. Talks about the CIA, LSD, and mind control, so stay tuned for that. But first, earlier today, I sat down with Dr. Ed Grupp when he was here in the studios interviewing with Alex, and we're going to talk about Shilajit. It's a mysterious element, blood of the mountain, as they call it, and what can it do for you? All right, I'm here with Dr. Grupp, and we're going to talk about one of the most fascinating materials, I think, out there for your health, and it's Shilajit, and it's one of the main ingredients in our new Deep Cleanse. But this has got a lot of legends to it, Dr. Grupp. It's got a lot of, it was fascinating. You were telling me this morning all the stuff about it. How did humans discover Shilajit, first of all? I think that's the most fascinating thing.
Well, years ago, thousands of years ago, in the Himalayan mountains in Tibet and Nepal, they noticed that monkeys during the summertime were running up to the mountains. And this is, way before we had medicines or anything like that. So people were actually learning from the land, learning about what herbs were safe to eat or what water was safe to drink. And so they would watch animals. They started noticing these white monkeys that were running up into the Himalayan mountains in the summertime, and they were pulling this black ooze or these black clumps of resin from the mountain. The strange thing was that it only happened in the summertime. So they followed the monkeys, and the monkeys seemed to be really healthy, and the monkeys that came up there and ate that started to develop muscles, and they didn't get sick as much. So over a period of time, the humans started eating this black resin coming from the mountains in the Himalayas called Shilajit, and it's actually the king of Ayurvedic herbs. It's one of the most effective compounds known to man. And how it's created is there's thousands upon thousands of plants. The Himalayan mountains are some of the purest, cleanest sources for Himalayan crystals.
So, get our salt, the rock
exactly.
salt.
Exactly. And there's probably 10,000 different medicinal herbs that grow in the Himalayan mountains. So what happens is, as the yearly cycles go around, 7 to 10,000 medicinal plants end up decomposing, every year. Mm-hmm. All that decomposition goes into the mountain. So as it decomposes, the earth changes, the crust changes, it pressurizes, and the following summer, when the heat comes out in the Himalayan mountains, then the mountains start to ooze. So they actually say that it's a bleeding rock, and it bleeds this black ooze. Now, this was a very well-kept secret because this also happens in the mountains in Siberia and in Russia. So the ancient healers in Tibet and Nepal, there was only a limited supply of this and not too many people knew about it. So they would go up and harvest it during the summertime, and they would keep it, and they would pay,
and pretend people, they had magic powers to help heal people.
People would pay, you know, top dollar. I mean, this was not allowed to be given out to anybody. This was strictly for the elite. And even in the Olympics in the 80s, the Russian athletes were given Shilajit, and they were accused of steroid use. And the Russia's been using it with their cosmonauts, with their government, high-level government, as well as their athletes.
Well, in East Germany for a while, it was under Russian influence, and there was a lot of talk about their women athletes. They thought they looked like men because they were so buff. So they were taking Shilajit?
They were taking Shilajit, yes. Wow. Yes. So it's super powerful, over 80 different natural minerals, herbs. Just think if you were to take 7,000 plants and compress them all into a quarter-size resinous material.
And it's like a cold press, which they say is the best when you're getting juicing and stuff. So it's like a giant cold press coming out of the mountains, and you're getting the actual essence of all these plants. That's amazing.
It's an earth press. An earth press. I mean, it's like it's compressed from the earth. Wow. So that's the key ingredient. And we've had to spend 2 years trying to solidify the best source because there's limited quantities available. So we now have a contract to get the best hand-harvested Shilajit from high up in the mountains every single year from the cleanest areas.
So what do they do? Go up with scrapers and scrape it out? Do they have to mine it? It's actually
pretty dangerous because sometimes it grows in real steep areas. You never know where it's going to come out. So every year you go up and you look in the cracks of the mountains and you'll see it seeping out. So sometimes you might find... It's almost like searching for gold. Sometimes you might find an area with a lot of it, and then you might get 5 pounds. Sometimes it might take you days. So they send workers up there, and they look for it, and when they do find it, they chisel it off or they scrape it off and put it in a bag and bring it back down.
Wow. So they're all the way to the Himalayan mountains, and then you guys process it with other ingredients that are in the deep cleanse, and then people can actually get this, and it's coming from the Himalayan mountains. That's amazing.
It's almost rarer than the deep iodine crystals that we use for the X2. So here at InfoWars Life, we want to bring the best, most successful, the most elite, high-powered, high-therapeutic substances known to man. You could ask probably 1,000 people out there, and not one of them would know what Shilajit is. Right. So it really takes someone out there searching the globe to find these top secret, really therapeutic resins and compounds that only very few people in the world have ever heard about. And then being able to get those, bring them over to the United States, process them in a cold process, concentrate them into a formula. That's why I'm so excited about Deep Cleanse, because not only does it have the Shilajit in it, but it also has tamarind in it, which is known to help absorb fluoride and bromine and chlorine from the body. It has milk thistle in it to help support the liver, so the liver can process these toxins more effectively. It has cleavers in it. Cleavers is an herb that not too many people know about that supports the lymphatic system. So it helps your lymphatic system flow. It helps your lymphatic system push out those chemicals and toxins. It has orange peel in it. And the second really, really good ingredient is the zeolites, combination and the concentrate of zeolites it has in it.
And I've heard people using zeolite as a way to detoxify yourself from radiation. I've heard people using it for that. And I just think it's amazing that you can get all that, put it into one bottle. And I don't know if people realize, if you've never cleansed before, when I got into my 30s and 40s, I'm in my early 40s now, but, you know, you metabolize a lot slower, you get a little fatter, a little easier. I had to start cutting down on portions, and I started cleansing a lot more. I got rid of the brain fog that I was having in my early 30s. I had a lot of brain fog, and I couldn't figure out why. Well, I started supplementing with EFAs and doing some cleansing. And I tell you, it's changed my life. I'm playing basketball now. I haven't played basketball in, you know, since college. And now I'm playing on a rec team. I'm, you know, doing a lot more active stuff, and I feel great. And a lot of it is due to cleansing the crap that's inside your system, literally.
Well, ultimately, you know, we recommend everybody do an intestinal cleanse and a liver cleanse, because the liver and the intestines are your two primary organs. And when those are clean, your body's self-healing mechanism will start to activate again. So it's all about addressing the root cause of your problem and letting your body heal itself. The big reason why I wanted to come out with an exclusive product for InfoWars Life, Deep Cleanse, is because I was trying to find something that would attack the environmental pollutants, mm-hmm. such as the phthalates, the BPA, the fire retardants, the volatile organic compounds.
The nitrates.
All the chemicals that people are exposed to on a daily basis in the air, in the food, in the water. Yes, your body can naturally detoxify those, but if you have an easier solution to where you could take the Deep Cleanse, mm-hmm. and you know because of its high fulvic acid content in there and its high zeolite content in there, that it's going to bond to and work like a magnet, actually, and create a bond to these chemicals, it's going to be less toxic on your liver. It's going to take a lot of pressure off your liver,
right.
and it's going to go down into the liver's going to be able to excrete it down into your intestines so you can eliminate it properly.
And let me tell you, you cannot go up against the globalists and the New World Order and all the other problems that are out there unless your body, your own temple, is clean. So I want to thank you for developing this product. I mean, I think it's going to be a big winner, a big knockout here at InfoWarsLife.com. So I encourage you all to check it out. It's called Deep Cleanse. And look up more on Shilajit. We have barely scratched the surface on what Shilajit is. And it really is the essence of the mountains. And it's brought to you by InfoWarsLife.com. So I want to thank Dr. Group. And now back to the InfoWars Nightly News. Shilajit, an amazing material, also contains a lot of fulvic acid, which helps clean out your body, which is what you need to be doing here in these days of living in a toxic atmosphere. Now, coming up, we're going to have that two-part interview with John Podash talking about the CIA, drugs, and rock and roll and how it affects you. Stay tuned. It's the InfoWars Nightly News.
To celebrate the birth of our country and give a big thanks to all the info warriors out there, we are now offering free shipping on every item shipped out of the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse. That's free shipping on all t-shirts, books, and DVDs. Free shipping on Molon Labe and 1776 belt buckles, which are also 25% off while supplies last. Free shipping on all of our InfoWarsLife.com nutraceuticals. If it's in the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse, it's shipping for free, all during the month of July. It's our way of saying thanks to the true heart and soul of this operation, who stand beside us and support us as we wage an InfoWar for liberty and freedom for all. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping for the month of July.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Did you know that only six corporations control 90% of what millions of Americans see, hear, and read every single day? It's the illusion of choice. Think about it. The mainstream media is owned by only a handful of megacorporations with vested interests. But on the other hand, the internet is an interconnected network of billions of sources. So you can research information for yourself from multiple sources, or you can blindly accept what you hear or read in the mainstream media, never questioning what you are being told. This gives you a false sense of reality. I mean, do you actually know what you think you know? Or have you been programmed to accept someone else's version of events? Think about it. This is Darren McBreen, and I want you to break the matrix at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. These next two segments, this is going to be a two-part interview we're going to do with our next guest. You may remember terms like MKUltra or the Kool-Aid acid test, even psychedelic rock. All these words conjure up images from the 60s and 70s. But did the CIA and their involvement with LSD, did that ever leave us? And why are so many rock stars killed from drug overdoses? Our next guest, author John Potash, thinks he has some of the answers to this. He's got a book out, Drugs as Weapons Against Us, the CIA's Murderous Targeting of SDS, Panthers, Hendrix, Lennon, Cobain, Tupac, and Other Activists. I'm joined now by the author. John, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, we've covered here a lot on InfoWars about how our country is one of the biggest drug runners, drug smuggling operations in the world. Why don't you go back, just give us a brief history of how the CIA got involved in this and the different operations that they've had over the world.
Well, the CIA's operation that's the framework for this book, it was Operation MKUltra, as you mentioned before, but, other operations were before it, Bluebird and Artichoke and operations with names such as that. Previous to that, the families that started the CIA, according to highest level CIA whistleblower Victor Marchetti and a British magazine editor, Frances Stoner Saunders, in her book, The Cultural Cold War, they said that these top families that had originally gained their wealth through opium shipping started the CIA in 1947 and made them directors of all the other 14-plus intelligence agencies. And in doing that, they then started these operations, particularly MKUltra, which became an umbrella operation for these many other sub-operations. And they had actually saved Nazi scientists who were already experimenting with psychedelics when concentration camp victims, brought them into, and that was through Operation Paperclip. They saved hundreds of Nazi scientists. And through Operation Sunshine, they sent thousands of Nazis down to Central, like Latin America, basically, to help with cocaine trafficking, build cocaine trafficking networks down there. Now, with MKUltra, they had these scientists work with different psychedelics and experiment with really two dozen drugs, using them on about 1,000 Edgewood Arsenal soldiers, and doing studies on them and then expanding that to studies on prisoners and studies on hospital patients and then studies on unwitting average citizens. Now, when Operation MKUltra went into effect, they said it was the manual said it was the use of drugs as unconventional warfare. And I show the evidence that that's not just warfare in the battlefield, that's warfare on your average citizens, but particularly really activists, you know, activists that opposed the CIA's agenda of endless wars and who, you know, activists who were trying to work on civil rights. And these are some of the things that the CIA opposed. Now, when the number one drug that started to be used by MKUltra was LSD, and I show the MKUltra manuals on, you know, LSD and the papers they had on LSD. And What they did is what we found is the fact that they had undercover agents such as Timothy Leary, who admitted working for the CIA at one point. He promoted LSD in a huge way and promoted the idea to turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Yeah, I was going to say that. He came up with that term, and that got a lot of people into taking it and then going out to concerts and listening to it and having these out-of-body, out-of-mind experiences.
Exactly. And so I argue that was to drop out of all the activism that was building up in the 1960s. Many people were getting involved in civil rights activism, and many people were getting involved in the anti-war movement starting about 1964, 1965, and on into later 60s, of course. Now, before that, though, they were targeting a number of particular activists, such as they had ABC News said that they had a psychedelic hit list. And these hit lists included different leaders of countries that we opposed, such as, of course, Che Guevara and Castro, but also Nasser of Egypt. And so they were on a list of people to be targeted with LSD. And so another person I show the evidence of that was on that hit list was Paul Robeson, the great singer and actor and civil rights activist. Paul Robeson Jr. gave many lectures saying that his father received a drink from some agents when he was at the American Embassy in Russia. A few weeks later, he was scheduled to meet with Castro and Che Guevara and talk about civil rights in the United States. This was coming at a time when the U.S. was about to have, their Bay of Pigs, the invasion of Cuba. And so here is Paul Robeson, and he gets his drink dosed with a psychedelic. He doesn't know what's going on at that time. It's 1961. Most people didn't know much about LSD. And then when his son came out to find out what was going on, his son was an adult at this time, his son got dosed also. His drink got dosed with a super psychedelic. They did it to Robeson a number of times. He thought he was losing his mind. They put him in the hospital. They convinced him that he needed to go into a mental health hospital. And then they convinced his wife that he deserved to get electroconvulsive shock treatment. And at that time, they gave him super high doses of electroconvulsive shock treatment and really hurt his mind badly. And so after that, he felt like he didn't want to be remembered that way. And he wanted to be remembered for who he was before that, before they damaged his mind so much. So he became a recluse, and he ended up dying in the early to mid 1970s.
And this really gets to me, because our main tagline, our slogan here at InfoWars, is there's a war on for your mind. And if they can control your mind, your body will follow. Everything else goes along with it. So that just seems really, it's just an evil, diabolical plan to go after people that you're opposed to diametrically, because you're a group that's for war and for, this endless military-industrial complex. And when people speak out against it, you actually send people out to dose them. You're also, in your book, you cover the Rolling Stones as well as another rock group. One of their members, a lot of people may not even know this, Brian Jones was one of the founding members, was found dead in his backyard in a pool, and they called it Death by Misadventure. But you've got a couple stories in there about Brian Jones and Mick Jagger. Why don't you share those with us?
Right. So Brian Jones was the founder of the Rolling Stones, as you said, and he was considered the best musician in the Rolling Stones. He was the most respected member of the Rolling Stones for his, guitar playing, but they say he could play any instrument he wanted to. And so he became close friends with Jimi Hendrix and John Lennon because he was such a great musician. And so I showed the evidence that in 1965, Ernest Hemingway's longtime editor, A.E. Hotchner, had come to, Hotchner says the CIA sent Robert Lashbrook, the assistant deputy director of MKUltra, over to London, and he had several missions. One was to spread a CIA front company's money, a human ecology fund, spread their money to different agencies in Britain to promote psychedelic drugs, and then to have agents put psychedelics in different musicians' hands. And I argue that was partly to get them to promote LSD, partly to manipulate them easier, because the CIA document says one of the goals with LSD is that when they got people tripping, it was more easy to manipulate them.
Yes.
And I say partly also to hurt their best thinking, because show at least four studies that show that LSD hurts our best competence, the best thinking, and causes some mild cerebral damage. So in that, once they got, you know, now they particularly targeted these anti-war musicians. John Lennon said, "We always were against the Vietnam War." And Mick Jagger and Brian Jones were the most vocally against the Vietnam War. And so, the first person that gave Mick Jagger his first hit of acid was an undercover FBI agent named, his name was Schneiderman, David Schneiderman. He later changed his name to David Jove, but it came out in the London Daily Mail, the London Daily newspaper, that he admitted to his girlfriend that he was working for the FBI as well as MI6, and the Daily Mail confirmed that. So he was obviously an extension and working for MKUltra with Robert Lashbrook. Now, Jones got into drugs at that time, around 65, 66, but then he sobered up due to legal problems, and as did Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger, after they gave him that hit of acid, after Schneiderman gave him that hit of acid, the police came in and then arrested them. And so it made all the news. It promoted LSD, and at the same time put Jagger and Keith Richards under legal authorities' thumb.
John, stay right there. We're going to come back with more of this. We're going to go to break, and we're going to be right back with the rest of this interview. Sure. You're going to find out why the CIA likes to kill your rock stars out there, or at least manipulate them until they are worthless to them. Don't go away. It's the InfoWars Nightly News.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. This is our final segment and part two of our interview with author John Potash, who has the book Drugs as Weapons Against Us. We're definitely going to be carrying this in the InfoWars store. The CIA's murderous targeting of SDS, Panthers, Hendrix, Lennon, Cobain, Tupac, and other activists. And we were picking up, or we were just finishing up, with the story of Brian Jones and the Rolling Stones, and he ended up dying. Mick Jagger is still with us, for better or for worse. And but one of the more talented members, some say the most talented member of the Rolling Stones, is not with us anymore. John, finish up your story with Brian Jones.
So they were all under legal authorities' thumb at that point. Brian Jones was not allowed out of the country when the Rolling Stones went to do the 1969 American tour. And so, not being allowed out of the country, the Stones had to separate with him temporarily. But Jones ended up deciding he was going to call Jimi Hendrix and John Lennon, his friends, and ask them if they wanted to form a supergroup. He did. They tentatively said, yeah, they're into it. And At that point, Jones was sobering up, and according to all accounts by an A.E. Hotchner's book, and a guy named Nick Fitzgerald, who was a member of the Guinness family, was a close friend of Brian Jones, and he was at Jones's house. Jones sent him to town to pick up a friend. When he came back from town, he said he couldn't get into Jones's house. They had cars were blocking off the driveway. He went around the back, and he saw his friend Brian Jones being drowned by several people. He didn't know who it was at first because he just saw it from afar, but then someone popped out of the bushes and said, "Get out of here, Fitzgerald, or you'll be next." And Fitzgerald said he was scared to death to talk about it until years later when he wrote a memoir saying that he witnessed his friend Brian Jones getting drowned in his own swimming pool. And so I argue that this was a pattern of, you know, of course, Brian Jones died at 27, as a lot of other rock musicians did. Janis Joplin died at 27, Jimi Hendrix died at 27, and it appears to be some kind of threat timing tactic. But the key is that all these musicians started trying to sober up, getting more into activism, being more anti-Vietnam War and more into the civil rights type of activism, and then they were killed for doing that. After they were first manipulated to promote some of these drugs.
Sure. And let's go. Let's finish up here with Jimi Hendrix and John Lennon. You have an interesting story about the way John Lennon was dosed with LSD, and it was, through George Harrison's dentist.
Yeah. So, you know, again, in 1965, you got Robert Lashbrook there, as the assistant deputy of CIA's MK Ultra, giving out the LSD, having agents get into people's hands. And so you have the strange circumstance of John Lennon going to a dinner party with his friend George Harrison to George Harrison's dentist's house. They are about to leave for a party, for their friends playing in a band. And George Harrison's dentist says, "No, you can't leave yet. You have to have our dessert and coffee. We got the greatest coffee." They drink the coffee, and then they say, "Oh, well, you can't drive now because you just had LSD." And John Lennon was furious. "Why'd you do that? What's going on here?" And George Harrison said, "What's LSD?" He didn't even know what it was at that point in time because it wasn't very well known in Britain. And so that's the way that John Lennon got his first hit of acid and George Harrison got his first hit of acid. And I argue that people, you know, around so many agents and so many other people ended up convincing John Lennon and George Harrison that it wasn't so bad and you should keep tripping. And so they did. George Harrison then quit for good in 1967, but John Lennon was convinced to do it a little bit longer. And in doing that, they ended up, you know, of course, promoting LSD. But when John Lennon started to sober up, you know, as he became a little bit of a recluse in the 1970s, and he was sobered up and came out with his two albums in 1980 and said he was going to march with some, workers who were protesting, for their rights. He was killed, and an attorney named Fenton Bressler, who was also a British crime reporter, he investigated it for about 7 years or 8 years, and he came out with the conclusion in his book, Who Killed John Lennon, that the CIA actually killed John Lennon, and they conditioned Mark Chapman to carry out the killing and had a backup shooter at the same time.
Yeah, and if you look at what John Lennon was saying at the time, he wasn't buying the overpopulation myth. He wasn't buying peak oil. He was seeing through what the New World Order was putting out there as, this is the way we're going to control human populations. We're going to control them through food, through resources. And he was saying, no, that's bunk. We can actually, we can solve our problems. We can make this stuff better. Now, Jimi Hendrix was a guy who was actually, he was a soldier. He didn't become against the Vietnam War until, somewhere in the middle of his career. But when he started speaking out, people were really listening. He came out with that great song Machine Gun and a live album that he produced. And he was somebody that they shut up really quickly.
Right. Yeah. Jimi Hendrix first got big in Britain, not in the United States. And he got so big so fast that he couldn't handle his own, you know, touring and concerts. And into his life came a guy named Mike Jeffrey. Mike Jeffrey said he was former MI6, and, you know, of course, MI6 is British CIA. And all evidence points to the fact that he never really left MI6. He was still doing undercover work. And he began to sabotage Jimi Hendrix's work in trying to get more into activism. Jimi Hendrix got very active when MLK died. That got him into supporting the Black Panthers. He dedicated his last album to the Black Panthers. He started speaking out against the Vietnam War at that time. And he started trying to form new movements against the Vietnam War. He was going to call Bob Dylan and ask him to be part of his new activist project, according to his fiance, Monica Daneman, in her memoir. And Monica Daneman says that Jeffrey tried to sabotage that. Hendrix believes Jeffrey first planted drugs on him at the airport, and then she believes that he gave him a super psychedelic before one of his anti-war benefit concerts, which caused him to stop his set early, because he felt like he couldn't play as well as he wanted to. And so he was very upset with Mike Jeffrey, and he finally fired Mike Jeffrey. And within 48 hours of firing Mike Jeffrey, he died, Jimi Hendrix. And afterwards, Mike Jeffrey actually admitted to a roadie that he had Hendrix killed. And that was James Tappy Wright, who came up with a memoir for the last few years. So it seems to fit the pattern of an extension of U.S. and British intelligence targeting.
Right. And this didn't end in the 60s. You've got stories in here about Kurt Cobain and Tupac Shakur. Let's finish up with those. We got about 3 minutes left. And
sure.
And then we'll let people know where they can get the book.
Yeah. Kurt Cobain was also a serious anti-war activist himself. He was into a lot of different causes. And I show the evidence that he was psychologically profiled at a time when John Stockwell said that John Stockwell was a CIA station chief who was a whistleblower. And he told me at a conference that the CIA, he personally flew in drugs for the CIA from the Vietnam area. They call it the Golden Triangle. And he also knew that the CIA was using its assets in the Golden Crescent area near Afghanistan up through the 80s, up until 1990. And then, of course, further on. But in order to have demand match supply of all that opium and heroin coming in, they had to do the same thing they did in the 60s in terms of psychologically profiling which musicians could help them promote the heroin. And I argue they found Kurt Cobain to match that, because he had a susceptibility to heroin use because of a chronic stomach problem.
And look now, heroin is one of the biggest drugs in America. It's supplanting everything. Because it's so cheap. Because we're getting from Afghanistan now with the convenient war over there. Finish up. Give me about a minute on Tupac, and because we know how Cobain ended up getting it.
Yeah.
He supposedly shot himself with a shotgun.
Yeah, and a good movie called Soaked in Bleach shows that he was actually murdered. And I showed the evidence that a CIA asset actually aided that murder.
Mm-hmm.
But with Tupac Shakur, he was a lifelong activist because his parents were the leading New York Black Panthers. And Tupac was just misunderstood because he only pretended to be a gangster in order to appeal to gangs and politicize them, which was part of his Black Panther family's movement that got the Bloods and Crips to call peace truces in Los Angeles, and that spread throughout the country and turned them into activism. But Tupac was actually head of a group called the New African Panthers when he was only 17 years old. He was active in 8 cities nationwide, and so the U.S. intelligence already had his sights on Tupac the same way they did his parents, because FBI whistleblowers had said that they continued the FBI's counterintelligence program that targeted the Black Panthers up until at least the late 90s. But they used to use different names for the tactics and the programs.
Got it. Well, it took us 20 minutes and we barely scratched the surface. The book is Drugs as Weapons Against Us. We're going to be carrying it in the InfoWars store. I don't think it's up yet, but I imagine by the next day or so, it'll be up in our store. So I encourage you to get a copy. John, where else can they find this book?
You can also find it on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble or Books A Million. Barnes & Noble, if they don't have it in the store, they say they can get it in the store within 2 or 3 days. But you can also get it if you want a signed copy. You can get it from me at johnpodesh.com.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And if you're watching, it's just one way that the government is basically using the drug culture to weaponize ourselves. They weaponize the leaders of our so-called cultural movements, the musicians out there. That is why you got musicians acting crazy, acting weird. And, I wish we had more time, but I'm sure we're going to have you back on and we can get into more of this. Pick up the book. And if you're watching this, please, on YouTube, please consider becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's your subscription that helps pay for everything you see here, and we do thank our subscribers, PrisonPlanet.tv. That's our show. See us here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central. It's the InfoWars Nightly News. Thanks for watching.
to celebrate the birth of our country and give a big thanks to all the info warriors out there, we are now offering free shipping on every item shipped out of the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse. That's free shipping on all t-shirts, books, and DVDs. Free shipping on Molon Labe and 1776 belt buckles, which are also 25% off while supplies last. Free shipping on all of our InfoWarsLife.com nutraceuticals. If it's in the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse, it's shipping for free, all during the month of July. It's our way of saying thanks to the true heart and soul of this operation, who stand beside us and support us. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping for the month of July.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.